Carillon Chase, Chapter 1. France, number 1, I typed. Italy, number 2. I was stuck for a third choice because I couldn't decide between Greece and England. Either would be perfect. I thought you wanted a summer job. I nearly fell from the patio chair. My sister sneaked up on me so skillfully that she'd read over my shoulder. 13 years my senior, Rachel was a contrast. I was a medium-tall blonde who burned instead of tanning. She was darker and shorter, and sneakier. Actually, I said, I have good news. She plopped into an easy chair. Me too. You first, Gina. No, I insist. The one time I had more exciting news than my sister, I had to milk it. Tell me. She jiggled the ice in her glass of tea. Andy's sister-in-law came through with the Vegas deal. I get to stage my own show. Finally, I'll have an audience for my songs. It's the opportunity I've been waiting for my whole life. Terrific! I couldn't have been more excited for her. Enough about me, she said. Special date tonight? I pushed away my shoulder-length hair to give Rachel an unobstructed view of the Eiffel Tower on my tank top. Can't you guess? You met somebody from France? I'd been attending the Alliance Française to practice my conversational skills while flirting, but so far the only cute men came with cute girlfriends. Remember that internship I applied for? Rachel paused. I'd applied to so many that I could hardly keep track myself. Arizona Daily Star, she asked. Didn't pan out. Desert Leaf Magazine? Budget cuts. Rachel snapped her fingers. The travel company. Book company. Happy Travels offered me an internship. They like my blogs about Thailand, so they're sending me on a trip. For a journalism major, that's perfect. Huh, it sure is. Rachel pointed to the spirit house we'd brought back from Thailand the summer before. The wooden mini-temple was supposed to give spirits a place to live outside the house so they wouldn't have to bother to come in and spook anybody. Where are we going? My first choice would be Paris, closely followed by the Côte d'Azur. Janet Reiterberg is Skyping me in a few minutes. Europe? I wouldn't mind South America. Brazil is supposed to be fun. For an internship, you'd be lucky to get sent to Marana. Very funny. Nobody would read tourist information about the small town north of Tucson. The veranda shook, signaling an invasion. Hi, Auntie Rachel! Stella, the 12-year-old, waved as she raced past. Hi, Auntie Gina! Angie, the 10-year-old, followed right behind. The girls were actually Andy's nieces. I waited until they were out of earshot. When will they realize we're not actually related? After I marry Andy, we will be, Rachel said. Rachel and Andy had lived together for 6 months, but Andy was as close to making a commitment as the moon was to the sun. He was a smooth talker, though. He'd convinced us to help with his nieces while his brother completed an architecture project in Dubai. During the week, the girls stayed with Rachel and Andy. On weekends, they stayed at Mom's with me and Grandma. Rachel pretended to set stage lights. I could see the opening scene already. Oh, wait. Gina, when is your internship? The first 2 weeks in June. Rachel clasped her cheeks with her hands. What's the matter? I asked. That's when I'll be in Vegas and Mom and Grandma will be on their cruise. You'll have to take the girls with you. I jumped up so fast the chair tipped over and hit the floor with a bang. Me? Take them on an internship? That wasn't my job. I usually did the chauffeur stuff. Shopping, snack runs, used bookstores, movies. I might never get another chance to stage a show. I can't say no, Rachel said. I gestured right back. I was half Italian, after all. Why can't you take the girls to Vegas? Because I'll be holding rehearsals in a casino all day? That's no excuse. Honestly, I knew it was. She and Andy would be working, and the two young girls would run so wild they'd never be found again. But they weren't my nieces, yet. I turned the chair right side up and sat. This is my chance, too. An internship might lead to my dream job. Don't you want me to be happy? I was laying it on as thickly as I could, but it didn't matter because Rachel paid no attention. The girls will love traveling with you. They love doing everything with me, mostly because we bent every rule. Double features, triple popcorn. They were like younger siblings, so it was practically my duty to corrupt them. You'll love traveling with them too, Rachel continued. You know, keep things light. But I'm a terrible influence. Together we'd spent lots of nights binge-watching really bad Netflix series or playing extra rounds of cards. It's summer. Don't forget that they're difficult, I said. I was exaggerating. They were normal teens. Half the time they loved one another, the other half they argued. They're high-spirited, Rachel said. They're perfectly manageable when they're reading about Scooter Rico. They were in love with a graphic comic vampire. They spent all their allowance on new comics and associated paraphernalia. You think their love affair with a comic book character will last? It had held steady as long as I knew them, but fads didn't last forever. Rachel shook her finger. You promised to take care of them if their mother arranged a show for me in Vegas. I slammed my hands flat on the table, which hurt a lot more than I expected it to. I promised because I never thought you stood a chance. Whoops. I put my hands to my mouth, which is where my big foot was. Thanks for the vote of confidence. I'm sorry, I said. I didn't mean it like that. How did you mean it? I knew better than the answer. Rachel set down her empty glass. The girls will love the Eiffel Tower, or St. Mark's Square, or whatever. Think of what an opportunity it will be for them. I imagine struggling through Tucson International Airport with 3 passports. Ha! I smiled at the sudden breakthrough. You weren't watching the news with Grandma and me last week. Of course not. I never watched the news. I didn't blame her. When I was a prisoner at Grandma's dinner table, I had no choice. You didn't hear about the caretaker arrested for trying to sneak 2 children out of the country. She didn't have permission? Not on paper. To travel with other people's kids, you have to do a mountain of paperwork. The permission forms take 2 months to process. Rachel smiled. She knew me pretty well. I did a lot of fast talking, and then usually I had to do even faster backtracking. You're making that up. Probably 3 months. That's not counting the extra travel expenses. The parents are making a fortune in Dubai. They can afford it. This was true. They'd also given us a generous allowance to help entertain the girls. I was running out of bad arguments, let alone good ones. I'm not even legal drinking age. Rachel wagged her index finger. You never drink? I'd escaped to Rachel's duplex the only time I'd been stupid enough to wind up with a hangover. That didn't mean I was ready to give in. Logistically, taking them abroad is probably impossible. My sister brightened as the sun peeking through on a cloudy day. You don't know for sure where Happy Travels will send you. I patted my chest. I have my suggestions. And if they send you to Disneyland? Anaheim was a mere 7-hour drive, 6 if you hurried. Janet said to set aside 12 days for travel, so she's not thinking Southern California. What about Disney World? Huh, why go to Orlando to see what you have next door? That's crazy. But Disneyland Paris? That would be terrific. Rachel grinned. I'll make a deal with you. If Janet sends you by plane, which would be way too complicated, I'll take the girls with me. If she sends you by car or bus, they're yours. Who travel by car these days? Deal. My laptop buzzed, and here's Janet now. I clicked on Skype and was greeted by a woman in an orange shirt so bright I needed sunglasses. Hello, Gina. Still interested in the internship? Still interested in taking a free trip? Seeing my name in print, developing my portfolio, and making money writing rather than sweating over yard work or serving fast food? Absolutely. I swished back my hair so that Janet could view every inch of my Eiffel Tower. Where do you need me? The Cliffs of Moher? The Colosseum? Tower of London? Janet's eyes brightened. You're hysterical. We don't have that kind of money. But we're starting a brand new program. You'll be one of our first writers. Think of the opportunity. Wonderful, I gushed. I love being first at anything. Americans aren't traveling abroad this year. Too many restrictions. They won't be next year either. Well, the fun ones would be, the ones I wanted to write for. Surely some people want to get out of the country. These days Americans are traveling domestically. Janet was as cheerful as an actor peddling toothpaste. That's what all the analysts say. Domestically? Not quite what I had in mind, but the U.S. was a big country, one that required plane travel. Kauai would be a nice choice, or Boston, or the Florida Keys. Since I hadn't been to any of them, they were all great ideas. Janet sat up a little straighter. We're calling our new series Capital Crossings. Catchy. I hadn't planned on it, but the route between Washington, D.C. and Quebec wouldn't be half bad. It might even give me the chance to escape some of the summer heat. The state capital closest to your location is Phoenix, Janet said. That's where your journey will start. Phoenix. Given all the concrete, I'd always thought of the city as an L.A. wannabe without the beach. You'll be going from Phoenix to... Would you like to guess? I couldn't think of the capital of California, but I was pretty sure it wasn't San Francisco or San Diego, two cities I adored. Well, I stalled because I didn't want Janet to know that all those capitals I'd memorized in grade school had been stored in my short-term memory. I'll give you a hint. Think Civil War. Ugh. I drew a blank. I could not imagine a single fun place associated with the darkest moments of U.S. history. Was Orlando in the Civil War? Never mind. It wasn't the capital. New Orleans? Not the capital either. New York? Wrong again. Give up? I hesitated. There are so many choices. That's the spirit, Janet cried. I knew you would be a good fit for us at Happy Travels. I backed away from the screen. Janet was way too cheerful. If I gave you enough time, I'm sure you could figure it out. But I have another interview in a few minutes, so I'll tell you. Your destination will be Springfield, Illinois. Illinois? Doesn't that sound marvelous? People still use marvelous? Probably only when discussing Midwestern travel plans. You're flying me to Springfield, Illinois? Oh no, it will be a road trip. Rachel scurried to the other part of the veranda because she couldn't contain her laughter. Very funny indeed.